What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooting the Sports-ish here. Thank you for joining us here on the channel for Takes on Stakes. Let's go ahead and get the intro video in. We'll talk about how we did last night, which was not good, and then we'll talk about a preview for the trends tonight. Okay, so if you want to check it out, I actually have my $5 five-leg parlay of the day already loaded, locked and loaded in for tonight. So if you want to look at it, that is on the video. It's actually in the shorts section. So if you go to our channel and you'll look, you'll see shorts, lots of different things there. You'll see the short videos and you can check it out. But we're going to talk about how we did last night, which admittedly, not great. It was a really, really bad night of betting. It's really not surprising because I was on such a hot streak myself that eventually you're just not going to hit the Jazz. When we did the video yesterday, it looked like we weren't going to see Kawhi Leonard or Paul George play last night. They did end up playing last night, and then they did end up beating the Jazz in a pretty good game. And the Warriors did not cover the -4. I thought for sure they would beat a bad Orlando Magic team, but they end up not beating it. So let's talk about what we did right, what we did wrong. I said for Golden State that they would cover the -4. They did not do that. So 0-1. I said to avoid Denver, but if anything, they'd hit the 226 on the game total. They didn't do that. I said that the Philadelphia 76ers would not cover. They did not cover. So 1-2. I wanted to avoid the Atlanta game. I did that. I said the over would probably hit in the Pistons and the Grizzlies game. That didn't happen. Oklahoma City did not cover +10.5. Just bad all around. The Suns did cover -4. Toronto did end up covering -3. The Jazz did not cover last night. So there was a lot of stuff happening last night that looked really, really good, but it was just a hard night. I went 3-5. Sometimes you get those nights. If you're here watching the video, thank you guys for joining us. Let me know what you think about tonight's games. What are you thinking? We're going to talk about a preview for tonight's game. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Some trends, things like that. We'll start with the Warriors and the Charlotte Hornets here. Now, the Hornets are getting a lot of the Hornets seem like they'd be a fun team to watch right now because of LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball will probably run away with Rookie of the Year, despite the fact that Anthony Edwards last night had the most ridiculous dunk of all time, of this season. LaMelo Ball will win Rookie of the Year. He's like -500 Rookie of the Year. So, he's going to win it. He's going to win it pretty easy. So he should run it going away. Now, the Hornets are an interesting team. They have covered the spread 7 out of 10 games. They've done it 3 out of their last 5. The Warriors are just 5 out of their last 10 covering the spread. And, they're pretty erratic. The Warriors average 115 points a game, 111 points a game for the Hornets. LaMelo has his hands full tonight dealing with Steph Curry, who's coming off 30 points. The Warriors are only 62% favorite to cover the spread here, which is interesting. The money line is actually pretty cheap negative value for the Warriors, -132. You can get positive value +112 on the Hornets. The Hornets are 6-4 in their last 10. The Warriors are 5-5. So this is a pretty tough game to read. It really is. It's a really tough game to read. It's not one that I like a whole lot. I'm probably not even going to bet it myself. Yes, I will. I'll bet -2. I'll bet the Warriors to cover the spread because I feel like they're not going to lose back-to-back games. The over has hit in Hornets games on 7 of the last 10 games. They've seen some pretty huge game totals. They actually had 232 against the San Antonio Spurs, which is something to consider. The Warriors are 5 out of their last 10 overs have hit. So this is set at 234.5. That's a lot of points. Avoid the game total. Don't touch the game total. I just don't think you should touch the game total. No more Warriors, says Fenton. No more Warriors. We both got burned last night. The Warriors went up by a bunch. By 7, and then they end up losing. I'm betting the Warriors minus two, but I'm doing like a half unit on it. I'm not putting very much on this game at all. Not enough. I'm not going big risk on it. That's for sure. I'm not betting this live either. It's not something I enjoy to look at. We'll get to the Miami and the no more Jazz. Now, hold on a second. Fenton says no more Jazz, but that's ridiculous. They had covered eight straight spreads before that. Last night was just bad luck. Last night was bad luck. Bad beat. The Bulls are hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Bulls last night actually, I mean, they looked like they were going to be able to pull the upset last night for sure. I'm sorry, I said the Sixers didn't cover. The Sixers did cover by a half point. They covered just barely. So last night was a terrible night. The Kings have not covered in five straight games. They've lost five straight games. Before that, they had won four out of their last five. So they'd cover five straight spreads. Then they did not cover five straight spreads. They lost last night to a struggling Miami team, and they did not cover the line there either. They were just they're getting 1 point last night. We have the Bulls, who have covered the spread on five of their last 10 games. The Bulls are actually 1.5 point underdogs in this game. 1.5 point underdogs. Yes, OKC does cover until last night. Actually, OKC hasn't covered their last two games. So the Bucks hadn't covered in a long time either. Friday night, it was just a bad night. It was just a bad betting night. But anyway, the Bulls are tough to read. They don't win a whole lot, right? But they're 1.5 point dogs. Sacramento is not good. I don't think neither of these teams really are. The Bulls are, they're both 12-16, actually. The Bulls have won three out of their last five games, though. And the Kings are on a five-game like losing streak. This is one of those games last, like I was talking about last night. It's like kind of like Fenton is in here complaining, whining. We lost a lot of money last night. But it's one of those games where it's like something has to break. Like the Sixers had been playing really bad, then they cover. They finally cover after a long time. It's just a really tough game to bet, but I like the Bulls a lot in this game. I think they played really well last night. I think they'll win this game just because I don't think the Kings are very good. The Bulls average 115 points a game. The Kings average 114. The points in this are set at 235.5. Now, I don't like that. I don't like that game total. I'd avoid that game total. That's way too high. I just don't. Like, they could hit it. They could hit it. So I don't know. I mean, they could. I don't think they will. The Bulls money line is the only line I like in this game, though. Plus 106 is the money value there. The Kings are minus 124. But I don't like that money line. I'm taking the Bulls money line tonight, personally. I think that that's the better bet. That's just where I'm at here. We'll talk about this next game that Fenton has pulled up here in the chat. Thanks for joining, brother. Suns in the over today, he says. The Grizzlies played that thing called the Pistons last night. Suns came back riding the momentum. The Suns did come back riding the momentum. They had a 41-12 fourth quarter last night, which is ridiculous. Chris Paul was unreal. I want to say he had at least 17 assists. But the Grizzlies have scored a bunch of points, too. The Grizzlies have won three out of their last five games. The Suns have lost just two out of their last 10 games. They're playing really good basketball. Now, these two haven't played each other in the last 10. The Suns are 4-point favorites. They've covered the spread eight of their last 10 games. The Grizzlies have done it on four out of their last 10 games. I really like the Suns. The Suns are red hot. The Suns are absolutely red hot. I think the over is risky at 225.5, but that is like right at these teams' averages. It's not too high here. They average combined 223, so it is feasible to see that. The over, what have they gotten? 146 last night for the Suns, 152, 131, 149, 132, so 124. The Suns have hit that 230 enough to consider the over. Just don't parlay it. And then the Grizzlies, they see like every over. They're like eight of the last 10 overs. Last night was the first over they hadn't hit in a while, and it's really just because they were playing the Pistons, and the Pistons suck. I like the over in this game too. I like the Suns to cover minus four. Like, they're kind of like cover gods right now. I said about the Jazz last night too, but this is different. Everyone's been healthy. Suns minus 2.5 is what you're getting. over 229 is plus 280. That is 229.5. Ooh, 229 is, that's a lot. That's a lot, a lot, a lot. Here's another game. We'll get into the last one here. This won't be a very long video. We'll do these live every day just because they'll, well, I can anyway. Some, they won't always be at the same time, so I won't be able to schedule them. But the Blazers, 4.5-point favorites going into this game where they host the Wizards. They've covered the spread 8 out of the last 10 times. The Wizards are 4.5-point favorites. They've covered 3 straight spreads. They've covered 3 straight spreads. The problem, the thing is, this is going to be a great game for prop bets. It really is. This is a prop bet game. Hopefully our buddy Stewart gets it set up here. The Wizards have a guy averaging 33 points, and the Blazers have a guy averaging 30 points a game. If the Wizards were good, if the Wizards were an actually good team, Bradley Beal would be an MVP candidate, but they're not. Here's the thing with this game. Now, the Blazers have won 8 out of their last 10 games. The Wizards are on a 3-game win streak, and they're 5-5 in the last 10, and they're scoring a bunch of points. Russell Westbrook is finally starting to play well. I'm going to take the Blazers. I'm going to take them to cover 4.5. I think they will. However, I'm going to hedge my bet here. I think I'm going to hedge my bet and take the Wizards money line too. That sounds like a stupid thing, but the Wizards money line is plus 158. And I like that line a lot, and it will make up for sure. It'll make up what I have. It'll make up things for me, right? Like if I lost something tonight, it'll make it up for me. The Wizards, 1,000%, like 1,000%, they could beat this game. And actually, the pick center here on ESPN actually thinks that it will be the Wizards win. 55% of people are taking that the Wizards will cover that spread of 4.5 and maybe even win. I'm sorry, the Blazers are 77% favorites, 77% chance to win. The points are set at 242 in this one. Take the over. This should be an easy over to hit. I don't see how there's any way this over does not hit. I don't. There's not a way. There's no way it doesn't hit. There just isn't. Like these guys score a ton of points. I think they're really good. I think that they both have fantastic offenses. They don't play a lot of defense. And I think there's a real chance that we get into a shootout in this game. And if we do, that 242 ain't safe. 242 is a ton of points. But both teams saw over 250 in their last game. The Wizards have seen 250 in 2 straight games. So something to consider while you're looking at this game. I'm not parlaying it. I wouldn't put a huge amount on it. I think I would put this as a really small bet, half unit, one unit. Just personally, that's where I'm at. I will be live betting the Miami Heat and the Lakers game. This is going to be an interesting game and a tough one to bet. The Lakers got walloped by the Brooklyn Nets the other day. I don't care that it was only 109-98. They got whooped. The Lakers were playing bad basketball before Anthony Davis got hurt. They beat up on the Timberwolves, okay, but they played terribly after Anthony Davis went out against Denver. They played awful against Brooklyn, and then they were playing bad against Oklahoma City. They only won by a combined 8 points in those 2 games against Oklahoma City. They beat Memphis by 10. They weren't playing good basketball. They beat the Pistons by just 6. They went to overtime in a bunch of games. They weren't playing good basketball. Now, mind you, they have won 8 out of the last 10 games, but like Miami, also big time struggling. Miami, neither of these teams cover the spread. I don't even think you can touch the spread in this game. It's going to be an interesting game to bet, but money line. I'm looking at money line here. I think the Lakers will probably lose this game. I do. I think the Lakers are going to lose this game. It just depends on who's out. If I don't believe Dennis Schroeder is out again tonight, but we'll have to see. If Dennis Schroeder is out, then I just don't see how the Lakers cover this spread. And as of right now, Dennis Schroeder, it looks like he's out. That was as of yesterday. So if Schroeder is out, I think the Heat wins this game. I think the Heat win this game. I really do. And the money line is worth the risk. It's plus 145 is what I'm seeing here. It's worth the risk. The points in this game are set at just 208. I think we see 208 as well. I think a money line parlay with the Heat money line. I'm going to wait till it's confirmed that Schroeder is out. Wait till closer to tip off. This game tips off at 7:30 or 8:30 Eastern. So I'd wait closer, maybe about 5 o'clock. We should know if they're out. But if it's still out, you might be able to sneak into the Heat because I think the Heat can still win this game anyway. They're not playing good basketball. They're 12-17. They're pretty terrible. The Lakers are 22-8. So it's a tough game to bet. This is a tough game to bet. Depends on what you think. I just think the Lakers are playing bad basketball with or without anybody, and they've got injuries. They could slip away and lose this game. They won't keep playing bad basketball, but Miami, you know, they just won a game after losing three straight games. Before that, they had won four straight games. So they're not playing really terrible basketball in their last eight. They'd won five of their last eight games. They're all right. But I like the over. 208 is nothing. 208 is nothing. It is absolutely worth taking a risk. It opened at 214.5. Dropped all the way down to 208. So I think that over is a safe bet personally. Now let's talk about our $5 five leg parlay we're going to hit today. We got to get away from these live lines here. Go to the basketball, the old basketball. Get this pulled up. Go away, college basketball. I'm going to take, in this game, Warriors to cover -2. I'm going to take Heat money line. We're going to take Bulls money line. We're going to take Suns to cover. Ooh, they're at 5.5 now on DraftKings. That's pretty high. Blazers to cover. And then let's take over in the Blazers-Wizards game. So let me give you that again. It is Warriors -2, Miami Heat money line, Bulls money line, Blazers to cover 4.5 points. And over 242 in the Wizards Trailblazers games. That is a +3213 value, $5, $165.64 is what you would win on DraftKings. That is my $5 five leg parlay of the day. I would take it. I think it's a good one. I think maybe we'll hit this one. Don't know. We'll see. Parlays are tough. We hit zero legs last night, but maybe we'll hit a leg tonight. We were close the other night. We're like 4 out of 5. So $5. Could win 165. It's totally worth it. Give it a chance. Anyway, thanks, guys. Subscribe, like, comment, share. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.